I sent it to, yeah, sorry about that. I sent it to Tracy. So all the things that I'm listing, I'm not necessarily the issue. It's just this section, this is about, this is about, blah, 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 blah. I email it to you. In fact, I can probably send it to you right now.
Thanks.
Do you want me to just sort of walk you through my...
Yep.
You do?
I do. So on you.
Okay, one second here. Okay. So, we haven't talked about taxes yet, so I kept that flat.
Mm-hmm.
I know we'll talk about that later once we have a better sense of how close we are to the whole thing. And then, obviously, no use of fund balance either. That will also have to be determined once we figure out what the gap is between revenues and expenditures.
Yeah.
Given the new Supreme Court ruling, there's nothing for gain from the sale of tax-acquired properties anymore, so... the pilot distributions are basically flat. That's the distribution we get from the Hudson IDA. I'm going to double check that one because...
Which one?
The IDA distribution.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know when the first distribution of the other... So SEC 7 is basically done, and mm-hmm. Pocketbook Factory is basically done. So I will just check with Mike Tucker, because I think there's probably going to be 2024 pilot income from both of those.
That was going to be my question.
Okay.
Because that should be going up.
Yes.
Yeah, this represents...
This basically is... more or less just what we get from Hudson Terrace, because that's the only pilot we have in forever.
Okay.
So it's just this first year that we might have pilot income from SEC 7 and from Pocketbook Factory. What's that?
That first one you mentioned?
SEC 7?
Yeah.
SEC 7 is the food packaging manufacturing site down on Dock Street. So yes, I think that will definitely go up. I just have to do a little more research to go back and look at the pilot documents to see what the projection is.
Isn't there a pilot on the Galvin project that's going forward?
They just closed on that, so yes.
So that'll be there too, right?
Yeah.
Yep. That's 708 State.
708 State.
The other one is not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Anything.
But that's three.
Yeah, that's three. And then... trying to think if there, Kamal, do you remember if there are any other projects?
IDA project, pilot projects?
Yeah, well, there's 620 Union, but they close on that, but they're about to run out of their window of time. They have 3 years to complete the project, and that's up in March 2023. It would have been his responsibility to go to the assessor and get it changed to tax exempt so that he would start paying the pilot, but he never did, so he's been paying his actual property taxes, which is frankly better for the city, so.
Mm-hmm. Is there a pilot on the Union Street Hotel?
No.
Okay.
They haven't, you don't mean the David Kessler one, right?
No, I mean Galvin. Oh, did I say Union? I meant Warren Street. Galvin's Warren Street.
No.
Okay. And did...
They haven't come before the IDA at all for that.
And the hotel across the street from Kessler, the Puget Horn, is that looking for a pilot?
I think that Mike has been in discussions with them.
Oh, okay.
For what?
The one the that's in the old Elks Club.
Oh,
yeah.
That they want to do. They have the issue, and then the neighbors don't want the extension built out, that whole thing.
Yeah. Okay. But that wouldn't be closed anyway soon.
Right.
And, okay. Private Tall Sky are under city pilots, right?
Yeah, so that was my question there, too. Currently, I kept it flat with what they are currently paying through their IDA deal, because I'm not sure when the pilot payments... It just gets complicated because they don't really qualify for the tax exemption, I think, until the property's... It's just very complicated. But I was thinking about that and wondering if we should up it, because the amount that we will get from K&R...
Mm-hmm.
Who is issuing bonds through the Hudson IDA to fund the improvements at mm-hmm. Schuyler Hall and Providence Court, that amount is higher than under
the old
city's
one.
Old
yeah.
thing. So I can try and up that one as well.
Okay.
I have to imagine it will probably be, between the three of them, it'll be roughly $100,000 more. But don't quote me on that, because I'm just yeah. guesstimating right now. But I will make sure we get that done before the next meeting. So basically, the city pilots are basically Providence Hall and Schuyler Court.
Mm-hmm.
So what we'll probably do is take that number down and increase the one from the IDA, since the pilot is moving from city-owned to IDA.
Yeah. And those are the only city ones, right?
Hold on, I'm gonna just pull it up and remind. Okay, so. The city-only pilots are basically just Schuyler Hall
okay.
and Providence Hall.
Yeah.
So that 56 is going to go away, but it's going to become more like 110 extra in the IDA
yeah,
pilot distribution.
IDA pilot. All right. Isn't there's something that I know we talked about previously that was a question mark, that it expired, but...
I'm going to move because I can't really see you.
A pilot that expired or
yes.
something.
So that was Hudson Homesteads. That was another pilot that was issued by the city. It expired this past year. The assessment was not changed to tax exempt when it should have been.
Yeah.
So there is some question, and I believe we talked about this last time, there is a question about whether we could get prorated taxes on that, but even if we did, that wouldn't be until 2025. So that's why you're going to see that number went down a little bit. Those are under the city, county, and school pilots. The next one below the city pilots, which is just Providence Hall and Schuyler Court. I'm just writing myself some notes here. Hold on, Hudson Homesteads. So the Hudson Homesteads pilot distribution was approximately $20,000. So now that revenue line is $20,000 less. $325 Columbia Street pilot. That's the agreement we have with Columbia County. That's basically just the same number every year. 41 Cross Street pilot, that is the pilot distribution from the county IDA, because that's the first project that, you know, we did, and
mm-hmm.
we had them do it for us.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see that it's gone up, you know, we went from 12 to 15 to 18, so I brought it up to 21. That was reasonable. Title search and serving fees, I basically came flat versus a year ago. Interest penalties on real property tax, I also kept flat. For some of these, I went in and I looked at a basically a 3-year, not just looking at it from year to year, but I went in and looked at for 2021 and 2022, how far, I went and looked in for 2021 and 2022 to see through the September of that year how much revenue we had brought in on these various ones, like interest and penalties, and then looked at how much we took in for the whole year and determined basically how much, what percentage of total revenue we had in through September of 2021, 2022, and applied that against our 2023 number to see roughly where it would come in at. And I looked at a high and a low estimate based on whatever the percentages were for 2021, 2022. So for interest and penalties, it looks like, it's a pretty big swing, but it looks like for 2023, the low range could be like 89, but it could be up to 124. So I took an average of that, so that's 106. I have 105 because I just kept it flat versus last year, but just giving you some idea of where the numbers are coming from. Same thing for school interest. So I kept that basically flat as well. We are at 23, and then 23 again in actuals. It looks like we may come in maybe more like 26 to 30, so we might be able to bump that up a little bit. Lodging tax, again, I kept flat versus a year ago. I looked at that one as well. We are about $70,000 less in revenue year to date 2023 than we were during the same time period in 2022. So I projected that out as well. And it looks like we'll hopefully come close to that budgeted number, but it, you know, if something goes super crazy, it probably won't exceed it too much. Sales tax, I bumped that up another 100,000 based on the actuals from 2022, and I did a projection on that as well. And that one's much more consistent in terms of, you know, what percentage of total revenue we get each quarter. So it's for the first half of the year, it's around 45 to 47% of total revenue. So that gives us a range for 2023, an estimate of basically 2.36 to 2.41. So I put it at 2.36 to 2.46. So the average of those two is 2.4. So franchises, I basically kept flat versus, you know, it's pretty constant, consistent pattern. That's the Mid-Hudson Cable 3% fee that we get. Interest and penalties on non-property taxes, that is largely lodging tax penalties for late payments. So that's something, if we think the enforcement thing is going to